You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hello, gentle listener. While Geek.io holds its talent to the highest standards, what follows will likely involve the sort of language usually reserved for sailors on leave. If you're of a delicate disposition, then perhaps you would consider a different podcast.
Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Generic Live Show.
Yeah.
Man, it feels so good to be here. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here on the Generic Live Rare Show. We're passing wind. That's why we haven't been here. We've been passing wind. Listen to the free show. It's in a book. My name's Darryl Kimball, as per always, and we're joined by two very special guests this evening. We're joined by Geeko, we're joined by CJ and Rachel Boat. Thanks for joining us.
Yay! I unmute myself.
There we go. And I thought,
here, Watashi no Kita!
Exactly. Just to do it, let's just peel back the curtain a little bit. I am in the Geek.io studios. I'm driving ground control. It's a little scary. I'm shocked, actually, that went as swimmingly as it did, having two things in two different places. But hey, look at him. I still got it.
Yeah.
After not podcasting for so long, I've still got it. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Anyway, so we're doing... welcome to 2019, by the way. Yeah. Happy 2019. Hope everyone had a very good... Hope everyone had a very safe Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, Festivus, Easter, whatever time of the year it is. It's only January. I don't know why I'm wishing people happy Easter already. Is that too soon?
Too soon
on the celebrations. And we're doing the sort of look back into 2018 as we tend to do on the end of the year. So we're going to keep that festival we're going to keep that festival alive. Drink. the festival of the end of the year.
But in the beginning.
The Generic Live Show story. So this episode we're doing our the 2018 predictions results / the 2019 predictions show. Anonymous Giraffe is in the show notes. It's good to have you here on Anonymous Giraffe. So we're going to, because last year we had these as two separate shows and it kind of made no sense. So this year we're kind of combining them. For a more seamless experience for you. So we're gonna run through the 2018 predictions, and then the three of us are going to make some predictions for 2019, and we're going to print them out and put them in a sealed envelope and reopen them again at this time next year.
Or something.
We've got, so the rules are we've got five major predictions for the year and some rapid fire predictions as well that we need to take care of. I think in 2018 there was, let's see, 17 rapid fire predictions. That's where things are very excited. And Rachel, you weren't here for the 2018 predictions.
No.
Sorry. But feel free to comment how right or wrong we were throughout this whole process, because these were fascinating, because we actually revisited these earlier last month, I think, just on a whim.
Yeah.
Talking about when we're doing this show and kind of rounding out the year. This episode's almost the funnest because it's the most just relaxed. So it's the bridging episode of the year. It's the bridging arc. All right. CJ, you're in the hot seat first, good sir.
Yeah.
Seeing what you said, let's rip open the envelope. I don't have a rip sound. I don't want to rip anything.
Rip me. I do. Hold on.
Here we go. We're ripping over the envelope, the sealed.
Yes, I'm getting the envelope. It's been treated to me.
Yeah, it's been treated to you. There we go. So we've ripped open that very clearly A4 envelope.
Yes. It's a lot of ripping.
All right. So, Cici, you're up first. Your first prediction of 2018 was that Disney would be bought out by Apple.
Womp womp.
So that was a hit and a miss.
Oh, it was a huge hit and a miss.
Yeah, though, no. Disney was not bought out. Disney bought out a whole lot of other shit this year.
Yeah, they bought Fox this last year, so there's
Fox.
Right.
I'm going to call it a spiritual victory, but not a actual one.
I'm going to call that.
That just means that we now have the best princess who's really a queen.
There you go.
Deadpool?
Yes.
Frankenfurter.
Oh, right.
That too.
Deadpool.
I also want to call that a reverse victory, which is otherwise known as a loss. Number two. We will see Trump removed from office, not by impeachment. As far as an election being nulled, kind of swing and a miss.
Womp womp.
Kind of. A little bit. All right. Number three. A major breakthrough in Alzheimer's research will happen this year.
Yes. Actually. There was in mid-June or mid-July a massive breakthrough with stem cells and how they can negate or even reverse the signs of the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia.
Right. So
that is a 100% victory. And that was a little bit of me reading the tea leaves, because this research has been in the works now for like the last 2 years.
Right.
It was up through 2016, 2017. And I had a feeling that it was going to happen in 2018.
So, well, and research takes extra time. So you could have it could have got delayed or got pushed. And also this is in January that we did these last time. So.
Yeah. But that was absolutely me. I mean, I am, as the pre-show will tell you, I like going on diatribes, and one of those was Alzheimer's research one time. So,
right. And this time last year, too.
Yeah.
All right. Number four. A surge of women will be running for office this year. Ding, 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 ding.
This was a softball guess. Softball guess.
Right. So that was a thing. More women got into power too this year.
Yeah,
in midterm election. So huge win. Not even a reverse victory, like a full on victory.
Yeah, those two are just not even like me playing around. Like those two are actual. Like, yep, those are me doing correctly. Yay me.
Yay you. All right, and finally number five. Sprint will buy T-Mobile, use their net neutrality's dodging powers to make people think it's okay to not have it.
So, yes, and Sprint did acquire T-Mobile this year.
Right.
But they are operating as separate entities. And they did not try and make people – they did not use their net neutrality dodging powers to make people okay with it. They used their net neutrality powers to make people not even realize they did it.
Right. So, yeah, kind of yes and. So you did okay. You did okay. Look at you go.
Yeah.
For the first time doing this, you did okay.
Celebration, Mochi.
Right. I don't have it on this. I suppose I could go through the sample, but I'm going to choose not to. Again, I'm not going to do anything out of the ordinary here.
Don't break my soundboard. I do that enough.
Da, 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 da. There you go. I did it manually.
I saw Dale's giant.
Yeah, right. There you go. You saw Dale's giant, humongous. All right.
Wiener.
Woody. All right, moving on. Woody. Yeah, Woody. Or Wiener. Yeah. Same thing. All right. My predictions. These predictions are rough. Oof, I was being optimistic for 2018 and look where that got me. Not far. All right, number one, HQ Trivia will be acquired by Google and turned into a YouTube Red exclusive quiz show with a live studio audience.
So I have never seen so much wrong in a like, it's not even called YouTube Red anymore, by the way. Like, this was so wrong, they couldn't even be put up on YouTube Red anymore.
So I'm going to give myself negative 2 points on that one. So it's not, yeah, because it's not even called YouTube Red anymore. It's called YouTube Premium.
Which is what it should have been called the entire time.
I think they should have just dropped RedTube and sued RedTube to make sure that YouTube had RedTube as a thing. I played the explicit bumper. It's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. You had to.
Yeah, I know. Because I was going to make that joke, so I was preparing ahead. All right. Oof. And Google didn't have a good year either because Google Plus is no longer a thing. So, my God, that is... Oof. Okay. Let's come back from that. Due to political unrest in Australia last year, particularly surrounding equal marriage and the dual citizenship saga, there'll be a general election a full year ahead of schedule. It's wrong, but it's not entirely wrong considering we had a new prime minister come into power. It just wasn't through an election.
Oops.
It was through a leadership spill, which is the weirdest way to elect a leader. It's kind of like who...
Wait, a leadership spill?
That's what it's called. Okay. It's
Nani?
Passing wind. 22 leaders pass wind and they find out who wins. It's where, like...
I see how that works.
Right? Do you see how that works? Like, whoever has the most ego in the party of that matter can challenge with basis... the current leader of that party, and because Australia's political system is party-based, not people-based, we can change...
Party in the AUS.
Right. And so we can change whoever is the leader of the party, and whoever the leader of the party is by default... Sorry, whoever's the leader of the party who is in power, mind you, is now the prime minister.
Okay.
He's the leader of the bunch. You know him well. We're now doing the Australian government.
PM. Prime Minister Kong.
Kong. PM Kong is here. So that's not entirely wrong. I'm not. Change of leadership, but not due to an election. All right, number three. Facebook continues to roll out their watch tab and turn it into a subscription service for its original content and their content partners. Oof.
Womp womp.
Oof. Which, that prediction might rear its ugly head again in this episode. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. I'm still banking on a Facebook subscription service.
As am I.
Right. It's happening. We all should know it. All right, number four. Trump, I'm going to read this verbatim the way it's written in the notes. Trump get banned from Twitter after 2018 midterm elections.
So I will give you this one the same way that I got the Sprint one. Trump got banned from Twitter for like 27 hours or something like that.
Still counted. I rejoiced.
So we will count it.
I am literally chasing a point at this point after the first one. I'm like, oof.
Yeah, you got that first one so wrong. This is a pity you got it.
All right. In 2018, we'll see more people come out and share their sexual assault experiences, and there will be massive boycotts of the people involved.
Yes, indeed. And 2018 was the strongest year of Me Too since 2016.
Uh-huh. And there was also the International Women's Day, and you had all those like protests that came along with that. And
I mean, the Kavanaugh trials is the major thing that you have to point at this.
Right. For that. And oof, boy howdy. So... how are we feeling about our major predictions for 2018?
I mean, I did a good job.
You did really well. I, on the other hand, have been doing this for 3 years at this point and did awfully. Like, this was the worst year for me.
You took that gun and just kind of looked at it a couple times. I said, I wonder what this will feel like in my foot.
In my foot. Not on my foot. Not near my foot. But surgically inside my foot.
Yes, now you have a gun foot.
Now you have a gun to the surgically inside of my foot.
Yes.
But if you think I did poorly in these major predictions, wait until we get to the rapid fire ones. It doesn't get any better. All right. All right. Rapid predictions for 2018. Celebrity death. CJ said Stan Lee. I said Betty White. CJ.
Yo.
Oof.
Also,
that's not a good one to start off with or win, by the way.
No, it is not.
And celebrity spread. You said Beyonce and JC. I said Kim and Kanye. Celebrity pregnancy. You said Jennifer Lawrence. I said Taylor Swift. Yep. One of these I didn't look up. That'll be interesting when we get to that.
Although one that I but not so much pregnancy, but I'm going to bet for next year there's one that is going to come down the pipeline.
We got that.
Are you gonna put yourself as a famous person when we do the 2019 rapid predictions?
She just has to write her own Wikipedia page.
Oh my God.
As I'm sitting here writing, you know, a epic level of bullshit psychological or sociological survey for a school district that doesn't exist, I can bullshit my way through just about anything if I have to.
There you go.
I will bullshit my Wikipedia page the hell and back.
Celebrity criminal, the person who has will have a brush with law. You said Kanye West. I said Jay-Z.
I'm going to take the V on this one. Thank you very much.
Yeah, unfortunately. Let's... a celebrity that stacks on the weight. You said RDJ. I said Sarah Jessica Parker. Not quite. Where are they now? People who are hot now, but will all be off the radar by the end of the year. You said Chris Evans. I said Cardi B.
Congratulations, Mr. Campbell.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Because I didn't think Infinity War was going to detonate the world like it did.
Thank you. Who's waiting in the wings? Breakout star. You said Tom Holland. Wow. Tom Holland. I said Julia Michaels.
Dale's trying not to give me my point so hard that he's going to change Tom Holland's name.
Yep. I didn't look up this one to see who won it, so we might have to pause real quick. Tony Award, Best Musical. You said Dear Evan Hansen, and I said Groundhog Day.
Tony Awards 2018, Wikipedia, awards events, since nominations, winners and nominees, best play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child,
best musical,
best musical, A Band's Visit. Neither one of us got there, by the way. A Band's Visit, Frozen, Mean Girls, and SpongeBob SquarePants, otherwise known as The Fuck, by the way.
All right, so nine of us got that. So there you go. Yeah. Oscars, Best Picture. You said Greatest Showman. I said The Disaster Artist. Wow, a big fail that one. Worst Picture at the Razzie Awards, Justice League and 50 Shades Freed for you and me, respectively. I don't think 50 Shades of Freed won.
Hold on, I'm on it. 20 Raspberry Awards, Wikipedia. Worst Picture, The Emoji Movie.
The Emoji Movie, I'm not surprised.
Winners and nominees. Who was the nominees for Worst Picture, Emoji Movie, Baywatch, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers The Last Knight.
Oh my God. All right, well.
Wait, this is...
That's 2017.
That's 2017. I said 2018, you piece of garbage.
I'm like... 50 Shades Darker? Sure. I was pretty predicting for the next movie.
Did they do a 2018?
They should have. Huh. Did they not do...
2018 Razzie Award winners. So they did it in 2018, which means it's for the previous year. So it's a 2017 movie, so we're going to have to remake this year for stuff in 2018.
Right, but...
They did it in March. They have not announced anything for the 39th annual Golden Raspberry Awards.
Gotcha. Oh, yes, because this was predicting who would win from the nominees that were on
Yeah,
the
so 20- going forward, we have to think the year... So, like, this one that's coming up in March, probably, because that's when this one is, and, you know, using... Right. Is going to be all for 2018. Gotcha. So what we did was, I think we bid
2018, right?
Yeah, we bid 2018 movies here because we thought that's how like they did with the Oscars. And no. I mean, no,
no. Game of the Year: Red Dead Redemption 2 and God of War.
You actually got that, Dale. Congratulations!
Thank you. I got Game of the Year. Who knows?
The one that I thought was going to be a steal was just like, nope.
Nope. Huh. Okay. Well, good I'm still job, shocked Dale. At that one. There we go. Well, because I picked God of War because it was the only other one that I knew that was left out of the category. trend that will pass in 2018. You said hyper millennial YouTube stars. Womp, and I womp. Said viral dance songs.
Womp, womp.
Can we be more old? big fashion item of 2018. You said zoot shoots. I said bling flip flops.
We are so fucking old.
Although I hate to break it to you, bling flip-flops have become a thing. Unfortunately, those flip-flops are typically croc.
It's Crocs.
Crocs.
No, like, okay, right. Crocs legitimately makes flip-flops, and they actually have fucking bling stones that you can put on these stupid flip-flops.
Right, but do they have more than one strap that go over the foot?
It's standard flip-flops.
Ah, I'll take the win. I'm not complaining. I'm just
like, as much as it pains me to give Dale points, CJ, I'm sorry. there are like, if you Google blinged out flip flops, they're making a resurgence. They've got these stupid little things that you can slide onto the top of the flip flops and clip on them, and it's bloody disturbing.
All right. By the way, February 23rd, 2019 is the 39th Golden Raspberry Awards. The nominees will be announced on January 21st.
Ah, so we're too early for the nominees. Oh, well.
Yes.
We can still predict. It's fine.
So we can just wildly misfire again.
Yep. who won the Geek.io Winter Movie Smackdown? You said Jeff Burns and I said Jared Budlong. I think you got the V on that one.
I did.
Yep. And who wins the Geek.io Summer Movie Smackdown? You said yourself and I said Raul Garza.
Yeah, it was Carrie.
Swing and a miss. Biggest personal moment of 2018. You said pregnancy. I said
yo.
I said album. I don't know what I was referring to.
Yo.
I knew you were going to get the point, so I don't know why I was trying to even comprehend. And this was even before I got accepted for the college program at Disney. It was very off. I was way off. Biggest network moment of 2018. You said studio. I said two people full time. Something did happen.
Technically.
No, I think I directly said an out of my house studio. I am fairly sure that is exactly what I said.
That was was
an external studio.
And two people full time. Well.
I mean, Rachel and I.
Fair, but you're not,
I don't get paid still, so there's that.
That's not true.
Well.
We got to take the Geek.io team out to dinner.
Right.
That's true.
We got some kind of pay there.
Right. Gotta count for something. Wait, hang on. There's no sound going through Twitch, apparently. I'm going to hear sound. I was going to say hi, but I didn't hear any sound going through Twitch. There should be.
I'm going to unmute. Yeah, there is no sound going through Twitch.
Hey, you know what? Have fun. There should be.
Hold on, be right back.
There should be. There should be. Oh, I heard CJ. Ah, there we go. Fix it. Huh? I tried.
Yeah, there's currently no sound. That stinks.
Oh, yeah, you can do it through there, too.
Oh, I need to do that one, too.
Yeah, so you need to unmute.
There it is!
Drop.
I just heard myself echo. USB Hi, codec, Rhino!
Hey! Yay. There we go.
So, I'm glad this has been recorded.
Yes, I'm glad, too. There we go. Oops. It's fine. We'll figure it out. Hey! There we go. Technically not. It is not.
Wait, you had brilliancy?
Yeah, I recorded it. It's fine.
Forever.
Hey, it's Cross and Rhino.
Hey, look, it's a rhino. We can start the show.
We can start the show now. Hey, CJ, we can start the show now.
Hi.
All right. Now we're back. I'll just have to line things up. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, Rhino's here. The show can start.
The show can start. Wait, why is it coming through twice?
It shouldn't be. Oh, mute desktop audio.
Ah, da-da, there we go. Perfect. There we go.
There you go.
There we go. Hey, perfect. I know how to produce. I'll line the video up with the audio. Behave.
Grumpy, 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 grumpy.
Behave.
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 We have one of those outside in the tree.
Aw.
Yeah, I tried killing my dog.
Aw.
Right.
All right. Oh, hey, look, we have people on Twitch now that can hear us. Look at that guy. All right. We're back. Look at that. I'm going to make a super quick chop. Chop. Why not? All right. So that was fun going through 2018 with no one hearing us. Why not? All right.
I mean, really, the only thing we missed was blinged flip-flops.
Blinged flip-flops, and we didn't miss much.
And me dominating.
And you dominating.
Well, bling flip-flops and the most important Disney princess is Frankenfurter. Done.
And Deadpool.
And Deadpool.
How do you know Frankenfurter isn't Deadpool?
I mean, it's entirely a possibility. I've never seen Frankenfurter and Deadpool in the same room.
Right, that's true.
And they're both fabulous.
Exactly. All right, so here we go. We're going to make some predictions for 2019 now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, howdy. This is going to be good. I'm going to add these in after the fact, too. So don't worry about filling these in as you go if you don't want to, because I'm not. all right. So, CJ, you're going to be in the hot seat first. On your own accord, right. Five...
Please be gentle with me.
Major predictions.
Five major predictions for this year.
Right.
This first one does not make me happy to say. And it will very much so upset me that this actually comes true. This is one that I don't want to happen, but an active, widespread war will occur in 2019. Again, I don't want this to happen. But right. Second one. I'm going to go back up. I'm going to follow some tracks in my last one. So, all right. So we'll flip these around. I'm going to say... that I'm going to flip this around. I'm going to say Disney is going to buy Apple this year.
Huh.
I bring that with the fact that Apple is recording their least profitable quarters for the last three quarters straight, and Disney is reporting their most profitable quarters for the last three quarters straight. So, and Disney and Apple have had such a strong partnership for so long. I have a feeling that Apple's going to continue to fall a little bit and Disney's just going to be like, nom.
Right.
All right.
See, I don't think they would do that because, well, maybe.
Maybe.
I will say, speaking of Disney, I'm just going to continue down that road. Disney Plus, which is their streaming app, will definitely come out this year. And it will be, we're going to go for $9.99 a month.
Okay.
It will give Netflix a run for its money on subscribers by the end of the year, year over year.
Okay, they're year over year subscribers.
Yes.
Hmm.
So that is a three-parter, and so there's that. Number four, we are going to get a – I like doing science things here. We are going to we are going to discover a new species of reptiles this year.
Okay.
And finally, I want a softball one. What should I make my softball
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you need a softball one here.
Yeah, because these ones I've like...
You're me.
Lining up, yeah, I'm lining up the Dale shots here.
The sky will be blue exactly more than 20% of the days in 2019.
Apple doesn't play the jeez.
Well, you've already stolen two of my predictions, so this is going to be fun.
Yeah, forget it. Wizards of the Coast will announce Dungeons & Dragons 6th edition this year.
Huh, okay.
It won't come out, but they will announce it this year.
They will announce it. Huh. Well, there you go. That's a well-rounded balance of categories, too.
Yeah, I don't want to just line up all of my stuff in one,
one category.
I could have went super easy and said, like, Elizabeth Warren will announce for presidency or something, but right. I didn't want to do that.
Right.
All right. That's mine.
All right. Rachel, do you want to go next or do you want me to go next, dude, so you can have more time to think?
You go next because I'm still formulating.
All right. So, like I said, CJ took two of my predictions.
Which ones?
So this is going to be interesting. My first prediction is, whilst there will not be a full-on war that breaks out in 2019.
I predicted Dale was going to read that.
Right, right. I don't think there's going to be a full-on war that breaks out in 2019. However, America and North Korea will enter into a nuclear-producing agreement that will make other countries unhappy and cause civil unrest.
Interesting.
But not a war.
Yeah.
Because they're vastly different things.
Yes.
So that's my first prediction. We'll see if it's still called that by the end of the year.
Right.
My God. Number two. I'm riding the coattails of this Facebook subscription service for the third year in a row. Facebook will turn its watch page into a subscription-based service. They will announce it this year, and they'll announce the price point to be $5 flat a month.
Huh, okay.
It will start off with a limited catalog. Because of course it is. It'll be first promoting their original content. It'll be the reverse Netflix. It'll start off with predominantly their original content and some third party partnered content. They'll announce it this year and announce the price point of $5 even. The tentative name, this isn't technically a part of the prediction, but the tentative name I had in my head was Facebook Watch.
You mean what they call it right now?
I mean, technically, but they just, that's what the tentative name for their, like, they're not going to be two separate entities. They're going to have Facebook Watch be the video side of things, even in the subscription service. So it's like, well, yeah, I don't know how they would differentiate that. It's kind of like a YouTube thing, but I don't know how it'd be Facebook Watch instead.
Okay.
Number three is interesting. The Disney Plus subscription service will come out this year.
All right.
So we both got that. The price point. What did you say? I have $8.99 down here a month.
I said $9.99.
$10. $8.99.
Like these prices writing me, Jesus.
You stole my prediction. I don't have the fact that that it'll... I don't have the Netflix will beat its month-over-month subscription with that. However, it's not going to be released worldwide. It's not going to be a worldwide release in 2019. It's going to be like the Netflix release schedule. So Australia's going to get it way after. Boogie Wonderland is probably going to get it before Australia.
Boogie Wonderland.
don't want that. So there's going to be a weird geolocation restriction on it in 2019.
No, you are.
I know you're a little like Bryant Parkway. Where are we at? Four? Are we at number four? Is this number four? Okay, number four. Oof. I'm going to say that Australia will have another prime minister again this year.
Oof.
So, I mean, we're almost due for another election. So it's not too far out. So we're nearly due. So by the end of 2019, Australia will have yet another prime minister. And then number five, I need a prediction that is so, I'm going to look back at the end of in 2020 in January and be so wrong. I need that prediction. Or do I need a softball? Do I need one of the two?
Yes.
I'm going to look at one of mine and see what I can. Oof. Number five. I can't. Ooh, number five's hard. Number five's always the hardest to come up with.
It is.
I don't want to say that the Oscars will be surrounded by controversy because that's too broad. It's way too broad. I'm ruling against my own prediction there. But the controversy is going to be so big that they have to shut down the Oscars.
Ooh.
It's not going to happen, but I need my so incorrect prediction on that list. The other ones could happen, but my far outreaching prediction is going to be that the 2019, the Oscar celebration that's in 2019 will have so much controversy that they will have to shut it down.
No.
All right. So there's my five predictions. Rachel, what do you have?
I'm actually getting like deep here because.
Oof. That you can be as deep or as shallow as you want. That's fine. Like we're not gonna. Deep's good in this part of the episode.
Like I'm still trying to figure out that like fifth one.
Right.
Yeah, the fifth one's hard.
The fifth one's hard. But start the ball rolling, and you'll probably work up to it.
Actually, if I can do that, I think my fifth one is going to be something like epically dumb, like the fact that, Snap Again is going to be flip flopped. It's not going to have happened. Done. Everybody's like alive. Nobody's dead.
There we go.
Grew another tree. Groot's got a girlfriend. Shit like that.
Groot's got a girlfriend. There you go. There's your
Groot's
fifth prediction.
Groot's got a girlfriend. There's my prediction. Groot's going to get a girlfriend.
That's your fifth prediction. I'm going to put that as number five. Groot gets a girlfriend.
No, that's got to be number four because I actually had number five written before like number two.
Okay. Groot gets a girlfriend is number four.
Man, I can't believe I'm going to say this one because this hurts. As we know, many of the stars that we tend to look up to in Hollywood are getting a whole lot older. And it pains me to say this, but at 97 years old, she ain't getting any younger. And considering we just lost Stan Lee at 97, Betty White. Like, it physically upsets me to say that because I love Betty White. She reminds me of my grandmother so much, but she's 97.
Right.
She's still a pisser, but I'm hoping that this is a very wrong prediction.
Right.
But let's face it. We all know that our days start getting numbered from day one.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that that's going to be a heart wrench this year. Like she's not suffered any major health setbacks as of today.
Right.
Her birthday was what? Either yesterday or the day before. I forget.
Day before, I think.
Thursday, right. I want to say, but yeah, So I think that we're going to have to deal with the passing of what one of our greats, the last living Golden Girl. Prediction number the second. CJ is a history buff. Unfortunately, I'm the one that likes to look at all the things that lead up to the major things that occur in history.
Right.
There's going to be a huge economic downturn.
Okay.
Especially after talking with, you know, an 8 and a 9-year-old over dinner the other day, looking at the Great Depression. Probably akin to that.
Right.
Because there's just too many parallels right now that are quite frightening. Be it powerhouses that have been put into positions of power that in their day jobs have fought against what the cabinets they are running were meant to salvage, save, protect, take your pick of wordings.
Right.
Of course, that's going to lead me into number 3, which is a very heightened level of civil unrest and pressure for major changes in leadership.
Okay.
Like you went as far as saying possible, you know, on the brink of war. I don't think it's going to lead to war, but I think there's going to be some major
shifts,
civil disputes going on, shall we say.
Right.
It's funny. For years, I have joked with my mom, you know, the world is a scary place. And it after having children, I started saying that. And the older I get, the more I'm really seeing the world is a fucking scary place.
Right.
So, yeah, two with the downturn for the economic, which we're already kind of seeing little bits and pieces of with, you know, that the stock market closing drastically lower. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the government being shut for like 9 weeks now.
Like 23 or 24 days. I lost count the other couple days. I know it was 19, which was the record.
Right.
And then we hit 20 or 21 and I was like, oh.
Yeah. We're like into week 4 or 5 at this point.
Yeah.
So, that was
7, 14, 21. That would be 3 weeks.
Right.
So we're working into week 4 now.
Right.
So yeah, there's, and you know, coasties aren't getting paid. People don't have food stamps. It's not a pretty picture.
No.
But what we're going to look at this on the brighter side, I'm going to say that the Geek.io family is going to grow by 2 feet.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's
I got that one.
That's your softball. There you go. That's your softball.
Yes.
And then Groot gets a girlfriend.
Groot gets a girlfriend.
So wait, is that 5? I think that's 5.
Yes.
Yeah, that's 5.
Probably 5.
Economic downturn.
Economic downturn.
Civil unrest. Groot gets a girlfriend. 2 feet. Betty White.
Betty White. Okay. Well, now I can't put Betty White as my celebrity death like I've been doing for the last 2 years. I do have a separate one.
Either I have to pick Betty White or somebody who's in the government position that I refuse to let this woman die.
Right. Hey, you do get a second one now because you've put one. This is you've dodged this. You've thought about this actually because you put one in the actual elongated predictions, and you get a second one in the rapid fire.
Yep.
That's actually
Your methods for like all of our smackdowns. I have my methods.
Look at you go. All right. So they're going to be sealed in the same envelope that our 2019. No, they're going to be... No, no, don't do the envelope yet because we've got to write down...
Oh, right.
Right. But have it handy.
Okay, my envelope's right there.
Right, because these are our 2019 rapid fire predictions. So yep. I think I've added one more category in here. So there's going to be 18 rapid fire prediction categories.
Yay.
And we're going to go rapid fire. We're going to say quick answers and then move on to the other categories. Sweet. And it's going to go CJ, Rachel, me. At the bottom of all of these. Number one.
No thinking, just off it
just
up.
Just off it up. All right. Number one is going to be celebrity death.
All right.
CJ?
Dr. Gray.
Ooh. Rachel?
I don't want to say it.
You're not allowed to say Betty White.
You're not allowed to say Betty White again. Unless you could, but then you'll be wasting another get.
No, because CJ's going to cry when I say this.
Probably.
RBG.
No. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm.
She is not this woman is my heart and soul of, you know, the reason why I joke around saying, hey, I want to be in law.
Yep.
But she is not having a good time with her health. Like, she just got cleared for cancer, and it's like cancer never really 100% goes away, and she's not a baby.
Wait, who was this? Who's this? Rebecca?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Okay. My prediction is actually going to be Dolly Parton.
Huh. Okay.
That's an interesting one. Well, because now I can't pick Betty White for the fourth year in a row. I would be sad when she went, but that's the running bit, is they'll put Betty White four times. All right. Celebrity split. CJ?
Oh, jeez. Dale Campbell and Chris Evans, Captain America.
Okay. Rachel? I'm a celebrity now, by the way.
You are. You are a celebrity to me.
Oh.
Maggie Gyllenhaal and Peter Skarsgård.
There you go. My prediction is going to be Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth.
Okay. They just got married.
That doesn't matter. They're celebrities. Okay, number three.
He's not wrong.
Number three, celebrity hookup. CJ?
I don't know.
Yeah, the three people that added to him with celebrities. Quick, make celebrity, like nine celebrity predictions.
Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Oh, okay. Rachel?
Because they have the Spider-Man together.
There you go.
I don't know who the single celebrities are anymore.
Right?
I mean, that's fair. Even if you accidentally a couple one, like, I'm not going to fact check you right now.
Shit. I don't
know.
Charlize Theron and... CJ, give me a random celebrity that's not married.
Charlize Theron and...
Shit, Leonardo DiCaprio, we'll go with it.
Oh my god. Oh my god, now I don't have one, so now I'm laughing at you, but secretly I don't have one either. This is my coping mechanism. Wait, Chris is married, isn't he? Wait, who's the offshoot Hemsworth? Is he married?
Bubba Hemsworth?
Yeah.
Bilbo Hemsworth.
Yeah, knockoff Hemsworth is going to get...
So not Liam, not Chris, the third one.
The one
that was in West. No,
here we go. Yes, that one. The third Hemsworth is going to hook up with Miley Cyrus's sister.
Oh, no.
All right. Celebrity pregnancy. CJ.
Luke Hemsworth.
Luke, that's his name.
Luke Hemsworth and Noah Cyrus.
He has a sister?
No.
They're multiplying?
Miley Cyrus's sister.
Yeah, they're multiplying? Jesus,
yeah, they're
stop
multiplying.
It.
Okay. Celebrity pregnancy. CJ.
Oh, jeez. Sc- Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. I'm going to go with... Oof. Let's go with Miley Cyrus. Can I use old... I'm going to use a repeat because I can't use my repeat on Betty White.
So gonna, not that he's bitter.
Not that I'm bitter. I'm going to use my pregnancy on Taylor Swift.
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay. A celebrity criminal, the person who will have a brush with the law. CJ.
No, it was one. It was right once. It'll be right again. Kanye West.
Oh, my God. Stop. There's your repeat.
But the difference is mine was right this last year.
Oh, my God. Shh. Rachel.
I want to say Jay-Z.
What? Who I said last year.
Hey, look, we finally got Rachel reading show notes.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm doing schoolwork, yeah. So I'm not even on show notes
this
right
is,
now.
This is funny that we had the same brainwave a year apart. That's too funny. I'm actually going to say Chris Evans.
Ooh.
My husband's going to get in jail, and I'm going to love
him. Manly, you just want to watch him drop the soap.
I know. Celebrity who stacks on
you
the weight.
You just want him to be in cuffs.
Yeah, well.
All of those things are true.
Hook me up.
I mean, yes, and.
Yes, and. Number six, celebrity who stacks on the weight.
Wait, what? Celebrity that stacks on the weight. I'm going to say Chris Evans because he's no longer Captain America. I mean, what?
Oh, my God, stop. Someone who is skinny-ish now but gains like 900 pounds.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Ooh. Oh, no. That's she's so pretty.
Yeah.
Or would you prefer? Well, see, actually, no. No.
No.
You know who's going to pack on weight?
Who?
Amelia Clark.
Ah.
You know why?
She's going to be done with the Game of Thrones.
She's done with Daenerys.
I'm going to eat a fucking donut.
There you go. All right. That's not too far out of the league. My. Oof.
Like, not even a ton of weight, but she's definitely going to put some extra weight on because she's like, I can't eat when I'm recording because I eat a donut and I look like a heifer.
Right.
Yeah, she got to be naked.
She got to be naked. My prediction's going to be Britney Spears.
Again?
I haven't used...
Is she still a celebrity?
I mean, she does dance classes... In the town she that she's
has, in. She's famous in Las Vegas. That counts.
Yeah, but she's actually working at a dance studio teaching classes. So
I did not know that.
You just voided yourself. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm still saying Britney Spears. Where are they now? People who are hot on the radar, but will be off the radar by the end of the year.
We're so good at this one.
I know. Actually, I got this right. Don't even.
Kit Harington, speaking of Game of Thrones.
There we go.
He's going to blow up because Game of Thrones, and then he's going to just disappear.
Meghan Markle.
Ooh. Oh! Huh.
She's going to have her baby, and then she's going to go away for a bit.
Fun. I like that
Look
one.
At that. Why haven't you been here for all of the prediction shows so far? This is actually this is spicy.
I'm all excited, like, ooh, this is a new person. Right? I haven't thought about that.
Right. Oof. Where are they now? I'm gonna say I suppose they're not really a thing at still, the Chainsmokers, that EDM group. Are they still popular?
They had that song last year.
So, kind of. And they're still making... They just made an album, I think. Sure. Why not? The Chainsmokers. Why not? That's my thing. Who's waiting in the wings? The breakout star of 2019. CJ.
Jesus, I don't freaking know. The grandma on the bus that's in the Captain Marvel trailer.
You know I'm writing it as that, right?
Sure, go
the
for
grandma
it.
Grandma that's in the bus in the Captain Marvel trailer. Rachel.
repeat the...
Who's waiting in the rings? The breakout star of 2019.
Trying to think of what the hell the show's name is. The little girl, the little black girl that's the most important key in the new Netflix. Oh.
Netflix or Fox?
Is it Netflix or Fox? I forget.
Are you going to Happening?
Yes.
Fox.
Okay. The little black girl in the Happening, that they're like, you're the most important piece. You can solve this puzzle.
Okay.
I'll get your name in a second.
Okay. We'll have to look up names later on, but I don't think we're going to be able to find the name of the woman on the bus. Sorry, the old woman on the bus in the Captain Marvel trailer. You'd be surprised.
It wasn't the Happening. It's the hell is that freaking show called?
And I'm using the reflective method of I can't think of one either, so I'm going to laugh at everyone else's. It's a great tactic.
The passage.
Her
name is Sania Sydney.
Right. Breakout star.
I actually have a pretty good one.
For what?
A non-joking breakout star.
Are you talking about the old lady with the glasses, CJ?
Yes.
On the bus in the Captain Marvel trailer? Sounds like a bad Cluedo, like, knockoff. It's the old lady with the glasses in the bus.
Yes, I have a non-joking one, by the way. He's kind of known, but not really. RJ Seiler.
I say RJ Seiler because you took the old lady on the bus.
Okay, fine.
There we go. See? RJ Seiler. Tony Award, Best Musical. Well, this is going to be interesting. We don't know who the nominees are yet.
Yeah, do we? When are those announced?
That's March, I think.
Jeez, all right.
What do you think the Best Musical is going to be?
I was not even aware that SpongeBob SquarePants had a freaking musical now.
Right.
So I am not at all, and we are going to say the band's visit.
The band's visit. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mainly because it's the first one that came up on Google when I searched for new musicals of 2018.
All right, the band's visit, Rachel.
One second, I have a puppy trying to lick my hand apart here. Hi, Butthead. Look, I've got a Butthead. He's now got his head behind mine. I'm trying to see if this one is the new one. We're going to go with... No.
Oh, my God, I've got one. It's an actual legit name.
That one's good.
No,
oh,
I've got mine. I've got mine that's a musical. It's technically new, and it might... I just want to say this on the internet. So I got mine. Do you want to do mine? Can I do mine first, Rachel?
Yeah.
Mine's going to be Straight White Men. Rupert Mia, this summer.
I did see that one.
So the exact opposite of anybody that goes to Broadway plays.
Exactly. Gay men love seeing straight white men. It's fine. The play was originally produced off Broadway in the Public Theater, directed by Lee in 2014. See? Straight white men. Catch it. Get straight white men fever.
I'm torn between two.
And also, now I have to type that in the notes, by the way. Peel the curtain back. I have to type straight white men into the show notes.
I'm gonna say... where'd it go?
Of course, I've got that, by the way.
Pretty Woman,
there you go. See how wrong that prediction's going to be next year. Oscars, Best Picture, CJ.
Black Panther.
Rachel. Don't you dare steal mine, because I'm going to flip this table. Actually flip this table.
I'm going to say A Star Is Born.
My God, I hate you so much right now. That was actually legitimately mine.
Going by history, it has been nominated and has, if my memory serves me right, it has never won. So... Dale's like, I quit. I quit my show. I quit this space.
Done. I can't. I can't even.
I'm sorry, Dale.
I'm going to say straight white men again because I'm not going to win. I'm just going to say straight white men.
Well, why don't you go with Mary Poppins Returns?
Just because it's not going to win. Because the star is...
You can have that. You know what I want?
No, you can
have Star Is Born. You know what I want? Bohemian Rhapsody.
It is technically first answers. So you've got A Star Is Born. I've now also sniped an answer. I'm going to say Bohemian Rhapsody. Yes.
You're welcome. I'm going to give you a win. You're very welcome.
Oh, my God. We have fun here.
Diamond Club. There we go. I hate this so much. Genetic Clash has been cancelled.
Oh my God. I love you, Dale.
Number 11, Razzies. What's going to be the worst picture?
Okay, so we have to think of movies in 2018.
Released in 2018, not movies that are going to be released in 2019.
So I'm going to scroll up here.
Oh, damn it. You've got your repeat. Oh my God. I have to come up with a whole new movie.
No, I'm going to say 50 Shades Freed.
Hi, good. I'm going to say your Rachel. Damn it. I have to wait for Rachel to answer.
Rachel, the answer is Justice League.
No, it's definitely A Star Is Born. It's definitely the answer.
Rachel, worst movie of 2018.
Worst movie of 2018.
Yes.
Nutcracker: The Four Realms.
Good. Ooh.
Ooh.
Like I've heard, like I still haven't seen it.
Right.
But so that's a really good one, by the way. Movies with Mikey Newman, one of the most positive people on the internet that I know, by the way. Go follow him at Mikey Face on Twitter.
Right.
He went on a like 10 post diatribe about Nutcracker and the Four Realms. That is a real strong contender.
That is. I'm going to say Justice League.
That movie made him actively hate quarter of the movies that came out in 2018 strictly because of its existence.
Oof.
Oh my That's God. Rough.
That's a good one, actually. I'm going to steal CJ's answer because he stole mine. So, this is how this is going to work. And Rachel's going to win the category. So,
yes. We should probably look at this really quick. I can't believe I'm looking at this, Freed. We should probably make sure that these movies came out in 2018 and not late 2017.
No.
Nutcracker, I know, came out in.
Yeah, Nutcracker definitely came out.
Rachel's is strong. I just need to make sure 50 Shades Freed and them came out.
50 Shades Freed.
Okay, 50 Shades Freed came out in 2018.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and Justice League. That's going to blow my mind that if that was in 2018, by the way. That one's going to hurt.
You know what another really good one would probably be?
I think that was 2017, okay. If I'm thinking about it. Thinking Justice League, the Justice League movie was 2017.
You know what another good one would be, CJ?
What?
And it pains me to say this.
That is 2017, Dale. So okay. Whatever okay. Rachel's going to say, you could steal.
Again.
Happy Time Murders.
Happy Time Murders was pretty bad. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm going to take that one. Thank you.
That's a fucking fantastic one.
Happy Time Murders. That's a good one. All right. Well, there we go.
And I let you revise it, Dale, so that way you didn't steal. That way you didn't.
Well, it doesn't fit
again,
the category.
Give yourself a gun foot.
Right. Game of the Year.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to have to pull up games coming out in 2019.
Coming out or came out? Yeah, coming out.
Coming out
in 2019. Like last year, it was Delgado with God of War, which came out in like March of 2018. I have my one that I'm going to say, and it I'm going to share a link with everybody in the call here, and it will give people the 50 most anticipated games of 2019 from Polygon, which actually has a pretty good eye on these things. So I will give everybody the
Earth got it. Yeah.
Yeah. NCAA. No, that's not what I wanted. What?
Right.
Because I know it's not going to be Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay.
Because we're never going to get it.
We're never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it.
Well, now I have to come up with a new prediction. So
I'm going to say Anthem.
Huh. Okay.
I have a feeling it's just because it's BioWare, it's going to be so strong that it's going to come blasting out the gates. Rachel, if you want a softball too, Animal Crossing is coming out.
You let me do my own.
There's an Animal Crossing coming out for the Switch.
But whether that is game of the year.
That goes without saying. I don't want to do the most obvious one because
I want this game called Ape Out to come out and win.
I mean, I really want to do Kingdom Hearts 3.
I mean, that's fine. I just don't think it's going to get it. But yeah, I mean, go for it.
All right. That's mine. Because it is going to come out and people are going to love it. So
no, it's not. No, it's not. It's never coming out. Rachel, I'm going to put a link. I'm going to put the link that I was talking about in the chat to the Zoom call here for you.
I love how he doesn't think that I've got my own means of finding.
You're busy doing things. I'm being fucking nice.
Behave, both of you.
One Piece World Seeker.
There you go. Huh.
Right. Alternatively, I believe, and I want to put a shot that we'll all win if Kingdom Hearts, not Kingdom Hearts 3, if, where the hell did it go? If Ape Out wins.
If Ape Out wins. We all get the win if Ape Out wins.
Yes.
Okay. A trend that will pass in 2019.
Indie games that come out as 8-bit graphics.
Huh, okay.
Fuck that shit and I hope it dies.
Coco.
Rachel, a trend that will pass in 2019.
Fucking blinged out flip-flops.
I'm going to say, oof. A trend that will pass in 2019 is probably something that's based off the trend that will pass in 2019, Logan Paul.
Yeah, because he seems to survive like a freaking cockroach. Oh my god!
I was gonna do the who's hot now and it'll be off the radar, but that seems too obvious. But the fake kind of publicity behind them, behind YouTube stars.
Yeah, which is kind of what I was going for last year with the hyper millennial YouTube stars.
Right? Turns out that was false.
Yeah, one of their biggest years ever. Actually, subscribe to PewDiePie. Yeah, fuck you.
PewDiePie. A trend that will pass in 2019, Men Only March.
But it's so good.
It is, I agree, but
maybe you can get a date.
I probably won't. All right, big fashion item of 2019.
Fashion of 2019. I'm going to say the obvious escalation to the Me Too movement is going back to the 1970s, women walking around without their shirts, so just nudity.
The big fashion item of 2019 is going to be nudity.
It's going to be nudity.
Okay, sure.
Or glamour nipples.
Glamour nipples, actually. There you go, blinged out nipples. Okay. Rachel?
I mean, when you consider that women were cutting their breast area off of their ugly sweaters and making it look like fucking reindeers. With their
yes.
Nipples. Right.
So I say glitter nipples, bling nipples. This is my confession.
Bejazzling.
It's coming back.
Jesus. There you go.
It's coming back.
Coming back. In pog form.
In pog form. Pog J. I've already used my repeat, so I can't use bling flip flops for 2019. I'm going to say. I'm going to say bejazzled belts. Like. I know. Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense.
Rhinestone belts.
Yep. There you go.
There you go.
Who will win the
gem belts?
Chef belts?
Gem belts.
Gem belts. I thought you said chef belts. Okay.
That too.
Who will win the Geek.io Winter Movie Smackdown?
Raul.
Rachel?
Me!
And I'm going to say... For no other reason other than my answer has been stolen for the 9th time this episode, I'm going to say me. For no reason. who will win the Geek.io Summer Movie Smackdown?
We need to get guests for that, by the way. It's getting closer and closer. Uh-huh. Rachel.
Okay. Rachel? You can't pick yourself now because...
CJ, you can win this one.
Yay!
For the 10th time this episode, my answer's been stolen. So I was going to say CJ because he hasn't won one yet.
Nope!
So.
Never going to win it. Never going to win it. Never going to win it. Oh, Jesus! I fixed the chair, Rachel.
There we go.
Nope, I broke it again.
Oh. I'm going to say Josh. Why not? He needs one too. By the way, it's going to be interesting having two people from the same family on. Biggest personal moment of 2019. CJ.
I am going to say...
Oh, you can take the most obvious if you want, because I have one.
Not really. I mean, I'm not going to be able to get over having a kid. So
right.
That's a hurdle that won't be able to happen. So,
all right, having a kid,
attaining my master's degree.
There you go.
Oof. Biggest personal moment of 2019, probably finishing.
Sending my little boy off to be a trainer at Disney.
Actually, yeah. You know what? Why not? To extension of that, my biggest personal moment for 2019 is actually finishing the Disney College program successfully.
There you go.
All of them softballs. All of these are softballs.
All of these are softballs.
So good news is, when we do this again next year, all of us will have at least 1 point.
Right, exactly. No, we'll have 2 points because the Kong's Gong or whatever it's called, that game.
Ape out or win.
Kong's gone. we'll win. So we'll all have 2 points. Biggest network moment for 2019.
I am still going to say that I'm going to open up external studio this year. Mm-hmm. I will finally wear Rachel down and we will go to get a business loan and she will allow me to open up a studio.
Yeah, because you haven't used a repeat yet. Rachel. It's harder with three people in this category.
We had discussed it earlier. I just
found instruction manual for the chair.
Yeah, I know it's there, but it wasn't doing what I needed it to do.
Biggest moment for 2019, finding the instruction manual for the chair.
You know, the instruction manual your wife already knew about?
Yes, that one.
Crap, I literally had it on the tip of my tongue and it just went... I mean, if you want to get technical, we already did one of them.
I mean, yeah. It can be the biggest moment that happened in 2019. So from January 1st to the end of the year.
Sorry, CJ, yours is already in. It's going to get legitimized.
That could be the biggest thing that happened in 2019.
Yeah, if we get a bigger one, then that's not the biggest thing.
So, I know I said two people last time, but I'm going to say one full-time employee.
So somebody's going to quit their day job and become full-time at Geek.io.
Yep.
God, I hope so.
Technically not a, technically not a repeat.
God, I hope so.
So.
And I hope it's me.
Well.
I'd like to point out that this stuff is fucking staring me in the eye, CJ, and I really want to just plead my face with it.
We're going to do it in the next pre-show.
Yes. Yeah, well. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the 2018-2019 prediction show.
Yeah.
Ooh, we made it.
We did it, yo.
Ooh. Any final words of wisdom before the wrap-up for 2018-2019?
All right. So, yes, I actually have something.
Okay.
Last few years have been really rough on people. Mental health is at its lowest point that it's been in decades. Mental health awareness is getting to that point where it is going to explode. There's going to be a bubble that's going to burst here soon. For the love of all that is everything, if you need help, get help. Know that you are not alone and make 2019 your year to make it good.
Let me go ahead and actually build off of that. I know a lot of people use the excuse, I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. There are programs everywhere nationwide that do no cost, low cost, free, and will work with you. Right. Regardless of what your background is, what your history is, what you need, they will work with you.
Right. And even like, even if it's not distracted by running dogs through the house, even if it's not like paid services or like therapy services, like the hotlines that are available in every area of some, like every single country has a mental health line. Even if it is just reaching out to a friend, or like if you're listening to this and want to reach out to one of us, we're easily accessible at any point in the day.
Yep.
Feel free.
Well, one of us is always awake, trust
right.
me.
Right. Oh, yeah. One of us is always around. So do feel free. And even if it is touching base with a friend, make 2019 your year. That's fantastic advice. I couldn't build off that much at all. So I'm going to go ahead and round this out. Thank you, CJ and Rachel, for joining us.
Thank you, Dale, for having me back on. Did it.
Yay.
Yay. You can support this show and everything that we do on the Geek.io podcast. That's not what it's called anymore, but why not? Geek.io LLC.
Geek.io Media Network.
Media Network. Over at patreon.com/geek.io. You can join the conversation once we go offline over at our Discord at geek-io.net/discord. You can email the show at show@geek-io.net. Put generic live show, sometimes all three, GLS, potato in the subject line. It'll get down to be put potato in the subject line just for a laugh. Why not? And that's at show, S-H-O-W, at geek-io.net. Twitter shout-outs, where people can find more of you. CJ, go.
Dragoskai, Dragoskai, puppy.
Except for the puppy part. Rachel, where can people find more of you?
On the occasion, I show up on Twitter at Gemini Angel, GeminiAngel. And that's about it.
Right. And I also occasionally follow up on the Twitter. Wow. How old am I? At the Dale Campbell. That's TheDaleCampbell. That is also my Instagram. I'm on there about the equivalent amount of time. So there you go. And you get to see fun pictures because that's what Instagram's Yay! For. For me, CJ and Rachel, thank you for joining us, and we'll see more of you in 2019. Don't know when, but we definitely will on the podcast, and we'll definitely have to do at least one more show because we have to write this out anyway. Bye.
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 You have been listening to a Geek.io Media Network LLC production. Would you like to convert that to pounds? Copyright 2019.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.